Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Trump, accompanied by the Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I really appreciate your being here. And it's an honor for the First Lady and I, and a true honor to have everybody, all of you, many of my friends in the White House. Our great Vice President is right here. So thank you, Mike, and so many of our wonderful cabinet. It's really a terrific day, and it's so much fun to have you here to celebrate a very important element of our culture and our life, African American History Month, right? We're very glad to be joined by our outstanding Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams. Jerome, thank you very much. I also want to recognize our great Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Dr. Ben Carson. Where's Ben? Great guy, great friend. And thank you to all members of our cabinet and all of you who are here, and some of you came from far because this was very important for you to be with us today, and thank you very much. And to the Hope Christian Church Choir, I heard that sound outside. I said, that is a beautiful sound I'm hearing, and Alveda King is my friend, and you were saying, I saw you just really moving to the music, Alveda, so thank you very much. Special, special person, and really right from the beginning. So thank you very much for everything, Alveda. I was privileged to sign the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Act just a few weeks ago with Alveda by my side, and that was such an honor. I also want to thank you and Naomi Earp, who is with us, for serving on the Frederick Douglass Bicentennial Commission. Thank you very much, Naomi. Thank you very much. As we mark 200 years since the birth of a truly great American icon, 200 years, that's something. As we come together to celebrate the extraordinary contributions of African Americans to our nation, our thoughts turn to the heroes of the civil rights movement, whose courage and sacrifice have really totally inspired us all through their brave and really incredible journey. Perseverance. They've gone through tremendous perseverance. They've lifted up the conscience of our nation and made America more just, more equal, and more free. From the pews to the picket lines, African American civil rights champions have brought out the best in America, calling us to live up to our founding creed and to the truth that we are all made equal by God. This year, we honor a special theme, African Americans in Times of War. African Americans have fought courageously in every war since the Revolution. Long before our nation righted the wrongs of slavery and segregation, African Americans gave their hearts, their sweat, their blood, and their very lives to defend the United States, its flag, and its highest ideals. Thank you. The very proud history of African Americans serving our country in uniform began all the way back at our nation's founding. They joined units like 1st Rhode Island Regiment, the first all-black unit of American warriors. Many were slaves, and in exchange for their service, they were promised their birthright of freedom. These soldiers bravely repelled repeated assaults by enemy forces in the Battle of Rhode Island. Later, they fought at Yorktown, where the British ultimately surrendered, and America's independence was won. And they would not have surrendered so easily and so quickly without you, that I can tell you. Decades later, African Americans volunteered to fight to preserve our Union in the Civil War. Among them was a soldier named William Kearny, who was born a slave in Virginia and later enlisted in the Union Army. During the Second Battle of Fort Wagner, Sergeant Carney saw the color guard of his unit fall, and he was mortally wounded. Immediately, he threw down his rifle, raced to grab the flag and carried it forward, planting it on the walls of the fort. Through a hail of gunfire and enduring multiple wounds, he continued to guard that great American flag throughout the entire battle. He later remarked to his comrades that the old flag never touched the ground. That's a big deal. Sergeant Carney's extraordinary valor made him the first African-American to be awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, highest award. Extraordinary patriotism and devotion has distinguished African-Americans through every generation. It has inspired acts of heroism and sacrifice that have engraved these heroes' names into American history, names like that of Charles Nesby, who join us here today. Charles? That's what I thought, Charles. Thank you, Charles. Incredible job, incredible guy. Charles followed in the footsteps of his father, a famed Tuskegee Airman, and distinguished himself as a naval aviator and graduate of the famed Top Gun. That's a lot of courage, right? Thank you. Charles went on to command an air wing and served as the director of the VA Center for Minority Affairs with great distinction. To Charles and all of those here today who have served, you have earned the everlasting gratitude of our nation. Charles and everybody, thank you all. Thank you. Great courage. You defend for all Americans the same beautiful dream that inspired Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, Booker T. Washington, Rosa Parks, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and countless others. It is the dream of a nation where every citizen, regardless of color, religion, or background, can grow up to succeed and to thrive. A nation where every family is safe, where every community can prosper, and where all Americans can stand tall and proud and free. I know this vision of freedom, equality, and dignity lives in the heart of every American patriot. And just like so many African Americans throughout our history who have struggled and sacrificed for freedom, we must do our part to make that vision real for every single American. As long as we have faith in our citizens, confidence in our values, and trust in God, we will not fail. We will protect the birthright of freedom for all Americans. I want to tell you, we've made such incredible progress over the last year. It was just announced, and perhaps you heard me say it, we had the lowest African-American unemployment rate in the history of our country. That's, Charles, that's good. Alveda, it's an honor of you, Alveda. Lowest in the history of our country. So we are very, very proud of that. I want to thank you again all for being here. God bless you, and God bless America. God bless America. Thank you very much. I now would like to invite our really terrific young, he's very young. I won't ask you how old, but you are a young guy. Surgeon General to the podium. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you,
Mrs. Trump. It was wonderful speaking with you before we came in. I'm really, really honored to be here to honor the history of Black Americans. I'm humbled to be here today with all of you, with my family, and with an audience of Black leaders to celebrate Black History Month. As a Black man and as your Surgeon General, I am proud to serve our great country. I have the privilege of leading the United States Public Health Service Commission Corps, a uniformed service of over 6,500 officers who are dedicated to protecting, promoting, and advancing the health and safety of our great nation. Growing up, I was surrounded by relatives that protected our country through service in the armed forces. My Uncle Teddy over there, my Aunt Susie, my father Ricky, my mother had three brothers who served in the military. Service to our country runs deep in my family's blood. My Uncle Vincent served two tours in Vietnam. Service runs deep in our family, and it runs deep in the black community. In high school, I applied to the Naval Academy, but my asthma prevented me from serving at that time. However, my time spent in the hospital due to asthma enlightened me to another form of service, the medical profession. The first time I ever interacted with a black physician was in college, when I had the opportunity to meet Dr. Ben Carson. To see a black man making such important contributions to the field of medicine, Dr. Carson, it lit a fire in me. It instilled in me a belief that I could do the same. And again, Secretary Carson is here with us today. If you have a chance, say thank you to him, because thank you, Dr. Carson, from my heart for inspiring me and for inspiring so many others. As this year's theme for Black History Month is African Americans in the military, I'd like to share a really brief story with you. In the mid-19th century, Alexander Thomas Augusta dreamed of being a surgeon, but he was refused entry to U.S. medical schools because of the color of his skin. Undeterred, he enrolled in medical school in Canada. When the Civil War broke out, Dr. Augusta offered his services to President Abraham Lincoln. He was commissioned as an officer, becoming the Army's first ever African-American physician. He went on to become the first African-American professor of medicine in the entire country, working at the newly formed Howard University right here in our Washington, D.C. Dr. Augusta was honored as the first African-American ever to be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. And following in the footsteps of leaders like Dr. Augusta, today we have trailblazers like General Nadja West. General West, raise your hand so everyone can see who you are. Leaders like Dr. West will continue the tradition of excellence by black military physicians. She is the first black Army Surgeon General. She's also the highest ranking woman ever to graduate from West Point. You all can say it. Go on, girl. You can give her one. She and I are working together with the other uniformed services to improve the health of our service members in the communities they live in. Unfortunately, our service members are less fit and less ready to deploy than at any time in modern history. 7 out of 10 of our 18 to 24-year-olds are ineligible for military service. To be blunt, our poor health is a threat to national security. It is also critical to remember black Americans are more likely to bear the brunt of poor health in our communities. If we want to continue to build a safer and more equitable America, we must address the health disparities and inequities among black communities that limit their opportunities to thrive and limit their opportunities to serve our great country. In closing, I'm honored to be here with you, Mr. President, Mrs. Trump, to celebrate Black History Month. The contributions of black Americans are an important part of our nation's history. Mr. Trump, you've given me a unique opportunity as your Surgeon General to be a part of that great history. And for that, I'm more grateful than I will ever be able to express to you, sir. You. Extremely grateful. In addition to my thanks, you, Mr. Trump, and every single one of you in the audience have my sincere promise to shine a light on disparities wherever they exist and to do all I can to lift up our great nation's health and our ability to serve and all give back. Thank you, and God bless America.